I was just telling you about Tony Lyons. Tony Lyons is president and publisher of Skyhorse. It's a publishing company. And this is a pretty cool story. Because I shared with you, as someone who's written a few novels in the past, on book censorship is getting to be a worse problem in America. But thank goodness there are people out there like Tony Lyons and some of his authors that think that if you write a good story and it's publishable and there are readers, maybe someone could have the right to read it. What a novel concept. Skyhorse Publishing, but, you know, there's a book that we've talked about on the show before, but we now have the head of the publisher, the president and publisher of the company, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Now, get this, folks. It's one of the best-selling books in the country. It's also one of the most censored books in America. Tony Lyons, thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. How are you this morning?
Thanks so much. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I shared before the break you were not on about a friend of mine, an author in South Carolina, who's tried to write books, very positive children books for younger educated, you know, readers to kind of humanize the Civil War and some very touching, really neat human stories in his novels. And he's run into this of certain depictions or things that were kind of censored, you know, instead of like the truth. He kind of couldn't put certain pictures in of a certain a home in South Carolina during the Civil War, if a picture in the background. I mean, couldn't really capture reality. But let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book, a new book, I guess. You're the publisher, The Real Anthony Fauci. What's going on here?
Yeah, so this is the best-selling book in America, but it hasn't been reviewed in any major newspaper, hasn't been on any network television show. There have been no traditional book reviews for it. But clearly the American public wants to hear this story. So if you go on to Amazon, there are something like 2,700 customer reviews. 95% of them are five-star reviews. So, you know, the American public is kind of saying that they don't like to be told what to read, what to think, what to do, but they're tired of this. They're tired of censorship. And they've made this book the best-selling book in America.
It's an amazing story, Tony Lyons, president of publisher of Skyhorse, because I think there's a little thing called free speech, correct?
Yeah, there used to be. But now people seem to really like free speech when it's about something they agree with.
Right, right. Now, I don't want to break down, and we can. I've said on the show, my show, in commentary, which is not the point of this interview, that I think Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, not Robert Kennedy Jr., Anthony Fauci should have resigned or been replaced and be teaching at a small college somewhere a long time ago, because I think he's become too much a part of the story, not pure epidemiologist, but a lot of it is about him, and I don't think that helps the public good. There's been a lot of confusion. I think we can all agree on that. I mean, this morning I heard Dr. Fauci in our news clips nationally say the Omicron variant, we could see a real spike next month right after the holidays. So more fear and scaring. And I'm not, you know, but he doesn't say that the case studies on the new variant show that people don't get as acutely sick as the Delta variant, but that's not part of the sentence. So scare the hell out of people as we go into the holidays. So a lot of people are fed up with a lot of this. And Kennedy's pointed out a lot of things, including the money side of the vaccinations. Can you touch upon that in his book that you published?
Yeah, generally, I mean, I like to talk more about the censorship story, but I can tell you, you know, that there's an incredible, complex kind of web of financial entanglements that basically, you know, it's very complicated to see where all the money goes and what the motivations are. And Bobby Kennedy in this book is claiming that Dr. Fauci and that many of the people who he's worked with are just totally corrupt, and that it's all about money and not about public health.
Now, some would obviously disagree. Many people would. Obviously, the powers to be, whoever they are. But let's get back to book censorship. How does this happen, Tony Lyons? You're with Skyhorse. You're pushing back on this. But who, I've often asked this sometimes, like in public education, who decided, who in the room decided to do away with shop classes and metal and shop work, you know, woodwork, or physical education classes in public education, or, you know, the history of World War II or Pearl Harbor or Vietnam? Who decides? So in the book world, who decides what should be censored?
Yeah, and that's the big question, because I think once you go down the road of censoring some things that you don't like, then you've opened Pandora's box. Then censorship of anything is possible, and it's just a question of who at a particular moment has more power.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned like the reviews. You have this book, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert Kennedy Jr., the best-selling but most censored book in America, so there's no acknowledgement that the book even exists, right?
Yeah, well, what happens is, and I don't know exactly what the mechanism for this is, but what happens, and what happened in this case, is that there have been multiple hit pieces on Bobby Kennedy personally, on his character, on his history, to try to question his credibility. So there have been, there was a major piece in the AP. There was a Vanity Fair article, Town and Country, the New York Post. So all of these places have the time to investigate and try to say everything bad they can say about Bobby Kennedy. And basically all of these stories, are the same stories, just anything bad they can think of to say about the author of a book that they don't want you to read. But they're spending all this time doing that, and none of them are spending any time reviewing the book itself, reading it, and basically saying, whether or not and why they might think that this book is true or that the claims are true.
Right.
So the point is that in a democracy, when a well-known person who's worked on a book with a whole team of people helping him with the research of it, and this book has 2,194 citations, it's over 200,000 words, and it makes really legitimate and well-thought-through claims of corruption, that Dr. Fauci or, anybody else in that situation should, in a democracy, be forced to address those claims.
Right.
And not be allowed to have a whole team of people going out and publicizing the fact that there's something wrong with the author of the book.
Right. But it's the old when you get something to hide, you basically discredit the accuser. Let me go back to a couple others here before we let you go. Tony Lyons, president and publisher of Skyhorse, the publishing company. Alan Dershowitz, Cambridge attorney. Philip Roth and Woody Allen. Other books, tell us about these and sort of the same kind of MO.
Yeah, so it's the same kind of thing that for one reason or another, some of the bigger publishers and some of the media turn against somebody. They've been accused of something but not convicted. There's a very vibrant cancel culture right now, where even if you're accused of something, nobody wants to publish your book, nobody wants to air your movie. You just get totally shut down and deplatformed, or if you have some kind of countercultural view. So we're setting up a system where, for decades we've been so proud of the fact that we as a country allow free speech. And now it's just been encroached upon from all sides. So if you write something that questions Dr. Fauci's narrative and you post that on YouTube or Facebook, they just take it down. So nobody's analyzing whether they think it's a reasonable claim. It just gets taken down.
Isn't that the same MO in communist China?
It's starting to look a lot like that.
You question the government, you just go away. You disappear. It's like the tennis player there. She just, I don't think we've heard from her in a while. You question the government, you speak up, you're either killed or you just go away. You just disappear in the middle of the night. What a system. Hey, listen.
Yeah, and there used to be, a feeling that we would all defend the rights of anybody's free speech, even if we strongly disagreed with it, because we knew that ultimately that's protecting our own right to free speech.
Yeah, Well, listen, I appreciate you opening up our minds a little bit, something that used to be a pretty smart thing to do. Thank you, Tony, and good luck to you. I guess if people can learn more, they can just check out Skyhorse Publishing. Tony Lyons, thanks for joining us, GMI Studios. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.